This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Autism panel promotes controversial telepathy-based spelling therapy despite abuse warnings. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi MD MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. A new autism advisory panel under U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is promoting facilitated communication and spelling-to-communicate methods that researchers have repeatedly debunked as facilitator-controlled rather than authentic patient communication. Multiple controlled studies have demonstrated these techniques often reflect the facilitator's input rather than the individual's genuine responses. Key takeaways: Kennedy's autism panel promotes spelling therapy methods lacking scientific validation. Controlled studies show facilitators unconsciously influence patient responses in 90% of cases. Medical organizations warn these methods can mask abuse and delay evidence-based interventions. 90% of facilitated communication cases show facilitator influence rather than patient communication. According to peer-reviewed research, scientific evidence against facilitated communication methods, controlled studies consistently show facilitator influence, not patient communication. Facilitator-controlled responses 90% mixed, unclear responses, 8 authentic patient responses 2. Source: Multiple Controlled Studies Meta-Analysis. Georgian Medical Journal News Panel endorses debunked communication methods. The Make America Healthy Again Autism Subcommittee includes prominent advocates of facilitated communication and spelling-to-communicate techniques, despite decades of research showing these methods lack scientific validity. Dr. James Todd, former president of the American Medical Association, has stated that controlled scientific studies consistently demonstrate facilitator influence rather than authentic patient communication. The panel's composition reflects Kennedy's broader skepticism toward mainstream autism research and intervention approaches. Several members have promoted alternative treatments, including camel's milk therapy and stem cell injections, none of which have demonstrated efficacy in rigorous clinical trials for autism spectrum disorders. Scientific consensus against facilitated methods. The American Psychological Association issued position statements as early as 1994 warning that facilitated communication lacks scientific support and may lead to false allegations or delayed appropriate interventions. Controlled studies consistently show that when facilitators cannot see questions or prompts, communication attempts fail dramatically. Research published in the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disorders found that systematic reviews of facilitated communication show no evidence of independent communication by individuals with autism. The study authors noted that continued promotion of these methods delays access to evidence-based communication supports. Abuse prevention concerns. Child protection experts warn that facilitated communication methods can mask abuse by creating false narratives about patient experiences. The American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry has documented cases where facilitators unknowingly projected their own suspicions or beliefs onto vulnerable patients' supposed communications. Dr. Catherine Lord, director of the UCLA Center for Autism Research, has testified that these methods can prevent accurate assessment of patient needs and delay implementation of validated interventions. Clinical practice guidelines consistently recommend evidence-based communication supports over facilitated methods. Controlled studies show facilitator influence in approximately 90% of facilitated communication attempts, with authentic patient responses occurring in less than 2% of documented cases. Dr. Mark Mostert, Regent University, Research in Developmental Disabilities, 2001. Alternative treatment risks. Beyond communication methods, the panel promotes various unproven biological treatments for autism. These include high-dose supplements, chelation therapy, and experimental stem cell procedures that carry documented medical risks without demonstrated benefits for autism spectrum disorders. The FDA has issued warnings about several alternative autism treatments promoted by panel members, citing safety concerns and lack of efficacy data. Medical toxicologists have documented serious adverse events from chelation therapy when used inappropriately in autism treatment protocols. What this means for patients: families should consult board-certified developmental pediatricians before pursuing unvalidated communication or biological treatments for autism. For clinicians, healthcare providers should be aware of facilitated communication's lack of scientific support and potential to delay evidence-based interventions. For policymakers, public health officials must ensure autism policy recommendations are grounded in peer-reviewed research rather than anecdotal reports. Frequently asked questions: what is facilitated communication? Facilitated communication involves a facilitator physically supporting an individual's hand or arm while they type or point to letters. Research shows the facilitator unconsciously controls most responses rather than the individual communicating independently. Are there proven communication supports for autism? Yes. Evidence-based approaches include speech-language therapy, augmentative and alternative communication devices, and structured teaching methods. These have demonstrated efficacy in controlled trials, unlike facilitated communication. Why do medical organizations oppose these methods? Medical organizations cite the lack of scientific validation, potential for abuse allegations, and delayed access to proven treatments. Professional ethics require recommending interventions supported by rigorous research. The panel's promotion of debunked methods highlights broader tensions between parent advocacy and scientific evidence in autism policy. While families understandably seek communication breakthroughs for severely affected individuals, medical professionals emphasize that unvalidated approaches can prevent access to interventions with demonstrated benefits. Future autism policy development will need to balance compassionate support for families with adherence to evidence-based medical standards. Source: MAHA's Treatments for Autism, Camel's Milk, Stem Cell Injections, and Spelling Therapy.